morning. This is Abby with your Daily Merlin Briefing for Friday, April 9th, 2021. The corona pandemic has kept the office of Berlin's Data Protection Commissioner, Maya Smolcek, on her toes. A large part of the annual report published yesterday is devoted to questions arising from the fight against the coronavirus infection. In general, the authority noted a high level of interest among citizens on the topic of data security. A total of 4,868 submissions from concerned individuals were received last year. Berlin companies and authorities reported 925 data breaches. The Data Protection Commissioner issued 308 warnings to private and public bodies and imposed 47 fines, totaling a little over 77,000 euros. Smolcek did not give the authorities a good report, stating, quote, "The administration needs to adopt a different attitude and become aware of what data it processes and how this is done," unquote. On the subject of mandatory masks in schools, however, the data protection commissioners have sided with the education administrators and believe it's appropriate that students who want to be exempted from the requirement because of a medical certificate must provide more detailed information about their state of health and their previous illnesses, and the certificate must address the student's individual health situation. However, the certificate may not be reproduced and retained. On the other side, anyone who travels on public transport with a certificate without a mask only has to prove that the document is genuine. The description of their specific ailment is not required, and inspectors should not demand a passenger's medical history. The authority has worked to ensure that only privacy-compliant video conferencing systems are used in companies and in schools, reporting that there are now enough offerings that meet these requirements. Smolcek's officials, however, criticized the Education Administration, namely their claim that a list of privacy-compliant products could not be compiled for legal reasons and that it would interfere with the freedom to teach and learn guaranteed by the Education Act. Per the report, the Education Authority does not provide sufficient support to schools. Personal data had been sent unencrypted by email when tablets and other end devices were given to those in need, for example. The data protectors also reiterated their demand that a messenger service such as WhatsApp should not be used in school communication and emphasized that Berlin must set up its own secure service. It's also reported that data protection officers have been at odds with Berlin's police authority for some time, on the grounds that the police are not adhering to the legal regulations when suspicions arose that information from police computers had been passed on to right-wing extremists. After an alleged right-wing extremist threat, a citizen had contacted the data protection authorities to have them check which police officers had accessed the internal database, Pollux. In the process, a number of unexplained accesses came to light, and the police refused to clarify them. In order to be able to fulfill their tasks, the report says that data protection officers need information about the reasons for such searches to determine if they were lawful, and, quote, "objected to the persistent refusal of the police to support us in our work," unquote. Other instances cited in the report include one policewoman searching Pollux for her partner's ex-girlfriends, and another collected data on neighbors to use in neighborhood disputes. In total, 33 cases were brought against officers and 9 fines were imposed on police officers who retrieved personal data of third parties from the police internal database without authorization. The data protectors also gave a poor report on the attempt by security authorities to use facial recognition software at Sutkret Station, stating, quote, "After evaluating the test results available to us, we assume that the use of such systems does not currently represent a reliable means of supporting Deutsche Bahn in the performance of its tasks due to high error rates. The use of the tested software in regular operation is therefore not permissible as things stand." Unquote. With 120 proceedings initiated, the housing industry is one of the most important areas of operation for the data protection officers. In many cases, conflicts arose over which personal data is permissible within a homeowners association, for example, for the purpose of calculating service charges. Tenants and applicants for rental apartments often complained about excessive data collection by landlords. In the case of online retailers, data protection experts complain that too little effort is being made to identify customers and prevent criminals from shopping online under false names. As a result, retailers are now required to send a reminder by mail in the event of non-payment, and they are also obliged to provide the victim with all the data they have about him or her for the purpose of investigating the theft. Due to rising corona patient numbers, Charité University Hospital will once again severely restrict other clinic operations. Martin Kreitz, the executive board member responsible for patient care, announced yesterday that starting next week, employees will be increasingly deployed in COVID-19 areas and scheduled procedures will be scaled back, explaining, quote, "We anticipate another heavy workload for our physicians and nurses. Emergencies and time-critical interventions are to remain exempt from the regulation for the time being." In Berlin, the Charité primarily cares for those suffering from severe COVID-19 symptoms. It had already run an emergency program from mid-December to the end of January to cope with patient numbers. Since mid-March, the number of intensive care patients with COVID-19 has risen significantly again nationwide to more than 4,400. In Berlin, the utilization of intensive care beds with these patients is again approaching the threshold of 25%, which is defined as critical. The main bottleneck in care is the availability of nursing staff. Illegal car racing is a recurring occurrence in Berlin and is something we've reported on regularly over the last 4 years. Law enforcement officers are now calling for vehicle rental companies to be held more accountable. In Neukölln in particular, for example, there's a widespread trend of young men renting high-powered vehicles in order to distinguish themselves and gain a reputation. At the beginning of February, an accident at Treptower Park in which 3 passengers lost their lives involved a high-powered sports car in a 30-kilometer-per-hour zone. The force of the impact tore the car in two, sending debris flying as far as 100 meters. According to the racing and speeding statistics of the Berlin police for the month of March, officials determined a total of 58 unauthorized motor vehicle races, including 19 typical races with at least 2 participants and 13 drivers whose speed was reported as inappropriate and reckless. Per Morgenpost reporting, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs also often plays a role in these races. The March statistics also show that 32 people were found to be driving under the influence of alcohol and 40 motorists were under the influence of other drugs. While Chancellor Merkel, CDU leader Armin Laschet, and Bavarian Prime Minister Markus Söder are pushing for a uniform nationwide lockdown, another state, Niedersachsen, is signaling fierce resistance. The chancellor is now apparently looking for ways to give the federal government more powers ahead of the next federal state summit planned in Berlin for Monday, and seize the opportunity in the Infection Protection Act. Per the Tagesspiegel, the goal is to standardize the corona measures nationwide. Accordingly, federal states are to be obliged to tighten their measures in the event of increased incidence and R values, as well as taking other factors into account. At the same time, members of the CDU and the CSU are planning an initiative with the support of the parliamentary group leadership to also enable the federal government to enact corona measures by legal decree. The current version of the Infection Protection Act stipulates that it is the responsibility of the states to enact and enforce protective measures. In a letter to their parliamentary group colleagues, CDU members Norbert Röttgen, Johan Vadpol, and Yvonne Magvas criticize the increasingly inconsistent interpretation of the measures from state to state. Parliamentary group leader Ralph Brinkhaus and CSU state group leader Alexander Dobrindt support the plan. The letter made available to the Tagesspiegel says, quote, "Recently and continuously, agreement on joint action was no longer possible. This revealed the weakness of the Infection Protection Act, which is that this law only authorizes the state governments to issue legal ordinances to fulfill the objectives of the law, but not the federal government." Unquote. It goes on to say that the Bundestag must, quote, "swiftly close this loophole in the Infection Protection Act," unquote, and that the goal must be to, quote, "give the federal government the same possibilities for action as the states, namely to ensure the enforcement of the national goals of the Infection Protection Act through legal ordinance." The MPs called on their colleagues to signal their support for the initiative by noon yesterday. The letter also says that because the federal government bears the main financial consequences, it must at least also be given regulatory authority for the actual measures to contain the pandemic, emphasizing, quote, "time is of the essence. Every time we wait, the damage gets worse. We therefore demand that the coalition factions introduce a corresponding bill in the German Bundestag as soon as possible," unquote. Der Spiegel reports, however, there are concerns about whether such a procedure, with all the necessary consultations in the Bundestag, could be set in motion quickly enough, and that it could be quicker if the prime ministers agreed on uniform regulations with the chancellor on Monday. There are minister presidents, however, like Prime Minister of Niedersachsen, Stefan Weil, who made very clear on ZDF's Morgen magazine that for his state, he estimates the pandemic situation differently than the chancellor and does not currently recognize an exponential increase in the number of infections, as had been feared, and he rejects a nationwide lockdown. His statement, per Tagesspiegel reporting, is at odds with the assessment of medical experts and virologists, who have been warning for some time that intensive care units could soon be overloaded without a fast and hard lockdown. Chancellor Merkel had already made it clear to an audience of millions back on March 28th on the Anne Will program that the current lockdown requirements were not enough for her, stating, quote, "We have to use the appropriate measures now with a great deal of seriousness. And some states are doing that, and others are not doing it yet," unquote. Adding that if action isn't taken in the foreseeable future, she would have to consider nationwide regulations via the Infection Protection Act, stressing that all decisions ultimately require majorities in the Bundestag and Bundesrat, and that the federal and state governments must act together. But she clarified, quote, "In any case, I will not stand by and watch until we have 100,000 infected people," unquote. According to data from the RKI yesterday morning, the 7-day incidence is currently 105.7 nationwide, pointing out that around Easter, fewer people visited a doctor, fewer tests were made, and, in addition, delayed reports from health offices and state authorities can influence the data. Berlin Briefing will bring you the latest information from Monday's Federal State Conference as soon as we have a reliable rundown of the details. And lastly, thank you to Thomas, Gabriela, and Gustavo for your recent generosity. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.